AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The longest war in U.S. history is over.
After 20 years,
every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the withdrawal has ended, and with it, the military mission that began shortly after 9/11. Air Force transport planes ferried the final troops out of Kabul after a chaotic two-week evacuation of civilians. McKenzie says some 6,000 American citizens were pulled out, but some were left behind.
We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out.
A final chapter to a war likely to be remembered for colossal failures and the deaths of more than 2,000 Americans. The Taliban celebrated the departure with gunfire after driving the world's most powerful military out of their homeland. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hundreds of people have been rescued in the wake of Hurricane Ida in Louisiana.
I can rebuild. I can put a new house up. I'm not sure if I'm gonna do it here or if I'm gonna just move to Italy.
We love it down there, and we're gonna say we will rebuild.
More than a million customers are without power in Louisiana and neighboring Mississippi since the storm rolled through. The damage is so extensive it could be weeks before the power grid is repaired. The storm is now a tropical depression, making its way inland with torrential rain. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has written 35 social media and telecommunications companies, asking them to preserve phone or computer records for hundreds of people who may have been involved in the attack on the Capitol. The letter asks for the preservation of the accounts from April 2020 through January 31st, 2021. A person familiar with the request says the list of individuals includes former President Donald Trump, members of his family, and several of his Republican allies in Congress. This is AP News. Prosecutors present a new wrinkle in R. Kelly's federal sex trafficking trial in New York. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
After hearing from some women who claimed R. Kelly groomed them and sexually abused them, the jury in New York has now heard from a man who says he was treated in a similar way. The witness, who testified without using his real name, says Kelly lured him into his Chicago area home with false hopes to help him with his music career. He says Kelly asked him what he would be willing to do for music, and when he said anything, including carrying R. Kelly's bags, Kelly snapped, "That's not it." Instead, he asked if he ever thought about having sex with men, and the singer proceeded to perform oral sex on him. He says he continued to keep company with R. Kelly because he really wanted to make it in the music industry. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Workers at three Starbucks coffee shops in the Buffalo, New York area filed petitions with the National Labor Relations Board asking for a vote on union representation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.